Tonight, sure, we're going to discuss a shayla that comes up so often in our lives that sometimes we don't even realize in our interactions with our non-Jewish neighbors, business associates, cleaning ladies. Many times we don't realize that we're giving them gifts, presents, beyond what's rightfully theirs in the realm of business. Does this present a halachic issue? This comes up in many cases. Most common cases, how many women, I know my wife does this, is that when the food is time to be thrown out, so instead of throwing it in the garbage, you give it to the cleaning lady. Before Pesach, the cleaning ladies make out like, ooh, they walk around with all this wonderful Jewish groceries. The question is that allowed? Is it allowed for us to give our groceries to Goyim? Or if, let's say, you want to donate clothing maybe, you want to donate to a non-Jewish organization? Some wonderful non-Jewish organizations out there that are having clothing drives, and you want to donate clothing to them. Is that allowed? It's more complicated. My wife works in the public school, and in the public school they have a system where everyone gives money, and they join like this. They all give money together when someone either has a simcha in their family or someone loses someone, so everyone pools their money together, and everyone gives. The question is that allowed? In essence, you're giving money to non-Jews. What exactly is the halachic issue with giving presents to non-Jews, and would that include tipping, a very popular thing. Maybe many of us wouldn't rather not have to do it, but we know tipping became a very accepted custom today. Does that make it now no longer a halachic problem, or it's still a halachic problem? In order to discuss all of these shayos, we have to really understand what prohibition can there possibly be with giving a guy a present? What would be wrong with it? So if you look in, I didn't photocopy because I wasn't sure I had enough room, but if you look in the end of Parshas Ve'eschanan, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah is very important to read the Pesukim out loud. The Torah starts telling us, Ki v'yachah Hashem l'kecha l'aretz ha'shatav Hashem l'vishtim, and Hashem will bring you to the land that you will inherit, and you should get rid of the Zayin Umais. The Pasuk tells us, basically get rid of the Zayin Umais. Then the Torah says, Unusanam Hashem l'kecha l'fanecha v'kisam, lo'isichris lembers, don't make treaties with them, v'lo'isichonim, and don't do sichonim. Now, the psukim are clearly going on the Zayin Umais. It doesn't sound like on all Gaim, it sounds like only the Zayin Umais. Then the pasuk continues, V'lois v'schating bam, and don't get married to them. Now, who does that mean not to get married to? You're allowed to get married to other Gaim, just not the Zayin Umais? No, that's clear that lois v'schating bam is going back on all of the Gaim. So it's a little choppy, the psukim over here, to which Gaim we're including. So let's start with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in number one. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Amar Aleph, quotes this pasuk, and the Gemara says like this, lo yisichonim. It says in the Torah a prohibition, pashtus and iser da'iraisa, according to many, of lo yisichonim. What does that mean, Dr. Gemara? Lo yisita lahem chaniya bekarka. Don't give them land. This is the prohibition of selling land to Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. This comes up a lot when discussing the issue of the heter mechira for Shemitah. The Chazanish and others joke, they say, I don't understand, everyone's so worried about Shemitah, which may be Bizman Azez, only the Rabbanon. So what do? Instead, they sell the land to a guy, which is an Issa Dereisa, to bypass an Issa Derabbanon. Doesn't make any sense. So this was one of the issues that many leading Gedolim had with the whole idea of selling land to a guy, because you're even Issa. The Chazanish held, you can't even make the Mechira, because ain't Shliach Dvar Avera. What are you going to send? Whoever you're going to send, you can send the rabbi. Saying Shliach Daveri, he can't sell it. There's a prohibition of selling land to Goyim and Eretz Yisrael. So that's one of the issues that has to do with the Heter Mechira. So that's one drasha. Davar Acher, Loisitan Lahem, Loisichanim, Loisitan Lahem Chain. Don't give them kindness, which the Gemara and the Mefarsh Malai, but don't compliment them. Which again, not for tonight's share, but again, needs to know exactly what the rules for that are. That gets very tricky. You can tell me you never compliment a guy. Guy works for you, you're not going to tell him you did a good job. You're not going to tell him, wow, that was a beautiful work. The problem with the Gemara is that there are Gemaras where certain Tanoim praised Goyim. So there's a discussion amongst the Paiskim, when exactly is this rule applicable? Not for tonight. And the last one is of the Gemara, Lo Yisichanim, Lo Yisitan Lahem Matnas Chinam. You're not allowed to give a guy a free present, Matnas Chinam. So everyone discusses, how can you learn out three things from one pasuk that's against everything we know? So there's a whole discussion, Rabbeinu Bachaya has a whole piece about it, not for tonight's share either, but at the end of the day we have three lemudim from this pasuk, and according to many, they're all deraisa, all three of these things. Complimenting a guy, giving a guy, selling a guy land in Eretz Yisrael, and likewise giving him a present. All three things learned from the same pasuk, which would make them all isurei deraisas. Okay, now the Gemara elaborates a little bit more. Says the Gemara, Umanaschinim gufa tanohi. Says the Gemara, at least one out of the three is a machlokes tanoim. Why? The time you learned it a brisa. It says in the Torah, lo yisoichlu kol nevela. You're not allowed to eat nevela. So what do you do with it? You're not allowed to eat it. What do you do with it? So the Torah tells you, la gera shebisherecha. What do you do with it? So you give it to the ger who lives amongst you, titena v'achla, oy machur l'nachri, or you sell it to the guy. So now, when it says over here, the ger that lives, it doesn't mean the ger who was megayer. This is referring to a ger toshav. Very quickly, a ger toshav is also a machlokes in the Gemara, how one becomes a ger toshav. But one of the basic, the bare minimums for a ger toshav is he has to be mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. If someone's mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, so he becomes a ger toshav. There's a sheet that's a Rambam, that the Rambam holds. It has to be that he's mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach because kach tziva Hashem. Which means if you have a very moral guy, who's mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, but not because Hashem said so, but because in his moral understanding of the world, these things are right. So according to the Shittas HaRambam, that would not be considered a ger toshav. The other issue is that bizman is that we might not be able to have a ger toshav, because many hold you can only have a ger toshav bizman shehayovel noach. Since today we don't have yovel, we don't have a ger toshav today. But in any case, the Torah says, so what do you do in the vela? So the Torah tells you what to do. So you either give it to the ger toshav, or, what does the Torah say? Give it to the ger toshav, oy machur l'nachri, or sell it to the guy. So the Gemara says, I only know that I can give it to the ger toishav as a present, and the guy I could sell it to. The ger b'mechira minayin. Let's say I want to switch it up. Let's say instead of giving the ger a present, I want to give the guy a present, and I want to sell it to the ger toishav. Says the Gemara, Tamalayim titnenu aymacha lovi gchav. The Gemara says, titnenu aymacha. So what? Rav Meir says you could do either one. You could sell it to the guy, give to the guy, no problems, everything is okay. So clearly, Rav Meir holds there's no prohibition of giving presents to a guy. Because Rav Meir holds you can give the guy the nevela. We also see from this Gemara that Kuli Alma Moide, everyone agrees you're allowed to sell things to Goyim. Right? You can ask, one second, if I can't give a guy a present, so why am I allowed to sell things to Goyim? That's not a question. The Torah says you're allowed to sell things to Goyim. What exactly is the difference between a selling and a present is what we need to discuss tonight. But there's no doubt on any level that you're not allowed to do business with Goyim. You're definitely allowed to do business with Goyim. Yeah, that's a separate issue. But al tzlosi chonim, it's clearly not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Dvarim Kiksavan. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, read the Torah literally. Leger b'nesina, you can only give a ger, the ger gets a present. And a guy, you can only sell it. So Rabbi Yehuda will tell you that he understands the prohibition of giving a guy a present is read the Torah. When the Torah tells you what to do in the Nevela, why does the Torah go out of its way to say, give it to a ger, sell it to the guy? That means the Torah is telling you, what do you do with, you can't give presents to a guy. The only option is to sell it. So Rabbi Yehuda's Shita seemingly could be learned that from this pasuk. So Taisus is going to ask for 1 second. So then why do we need lo yisichanim? If I learn from this pasuk, it's an assay that you're not allowed, that you have to give it to the ger, and you can only sell it to the guy. So why do I need loisi chanim? That's going to be Tosfos kasha in a few minutes. Now, we paskin like a Yehuda. So according to Yehuda, there's a prohibition of giving presents to a guy. So there's two questions that have to be discussed. What type of guy? What type of guy are we talking about? So what's the first question? Is it only guyim that are part of the Zayin Umayis? Again, if it's coming from the pasuk of loisi chanim, if you read the pesukim in the chumash, it's very clear that that pasuk was referring to the goyim that are from the Zayin Umayis. Again, we don't really know today who's from the Zayin Umayis or not. So you maybe start telling me, so a Safik, you pick out a guy today, you stop a guy in the street, do you know if he's from the Zayin Umayis? So it's a Safik, so maybe Safik should go to Chumrah. Maybe you should use a Rav and call the Ruba Meparish, you get into all these lomdus shailas about what type of guy is he. But that's if you assume...
Was there a specific reason for the Zayin Umos, which is not applicable today. That's because, that, you know, because they're going to teach you the Zorah, you were not allowed to be in the land.
Yeah, yeah, so we're going to talk. So right, we're going to have to see. Well, again, I still believe, as we'll see, that one of the issues are is that the, why we don't want them have, let's say, for example, land. Why do we care if a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam writes, is because if they own land, they're going to stick around. How do you want to get them out of our land? Is if we allow them to buy land on our block, they're going to move into town. So there are those who want a tiny lefizeh. If the Arab already owns the land, and now you're giving him another piece of land, you're not making him move into Eretz Yisrael. They live in Eretz Yisrael already. So now he's going to own 2 farms instead of 1 farm. So what? Yes, you're right. The assumption of a lot of these things are we don't want them to be near us. But again, maybe we don't want any goyim to be near us or associated with us. We still need to discuss, and Blineda will get to, and it's very important to the sugya, what is the reason for this prohibition? Why is the Torah so mean that we're not allowed to give presents to goyim? Why would the Torah have an issue of who we give our gifts to?
It also sounds like it's limited to Eretz Yisrael.
Well, again, that was the lav Again, the lav of loy sitin lam chain, that's pastus bekak, is referring to Eretz Yisrael. The question is, you have to start splitting the pasuk, right? But the Torah says loy sitin, it means this, this, and this. Well, these two are only here, and this one's over here.
But it's like context.
Yeah, that's the problem. Which is why Taisvus over here, number two, is troubled. Taisvus says that you're going to tell me now that the isra of loy sitin is only the zayin umos, but when you get to loy sitin chatin, you get to the next pasuk, that includes all gaim. Who's included? Taisus says, for without a doubt, Avomad naschinam v'nesina schein v'nechia ain shum tam lechalik bein shar oivik yuchavim lezayin amim. Taisus knocks that possibility off right away. There is no difference between what type of goy you are. All goyim are included in this prohibition. Ah, you'll ask me, but how? You have to read the psukim. If you read the psukim, it's not. Yeah, Taisus is not concerned. He answers it up over there. But Taisus' shita is, and we'll see this is pashtus, the shita of many rishonim, that all goyim are included. So that's not going to help us saying, well, I know my goyish neighbor, he's from the Zayin Amim. Assuming you can know that somehow. But that's not going to help, because Taisus holds even the Zayin Amim are a problem. However, there is an opinion of the Torah Tamima. If you look at number 2b, the Torah Tamima, the son of the Yeruch HaShulchan, to his Pirush on Chumash, on Parashas Ve'eschanan, in 2b, he disagrees with all these Rishonim. And he writes, Avaldaiti Zekasha Tuva. He says, I find it very hard to believe that the Issa of Loi Sichonim is going on all Goyim. He says, Acharit Ein Safik, the Pasuk Ze'ari, B'Shev Umois. He says, open a Chumash. You read the beginning of Perek Zayin and Sefer Devarim, it's clearly referring to the Zayin Umos. So how can all these Rishonim tell me it's all Goyim? So he comes out and he says, he doesn't believe it's true, and he thinks the Isser is only for the Zayin Amim. All of the later Achrayim, the Tzitzeliezer, and others take very big issue with this Torah Tamima. They say, Torah all you want, at the end of the day, you can't argue with the Rishonim. Torah Tamima lived in the late 1800s. Torah Tamima was killed in the Holocaust in 1944. He was a Chashev Yid, he was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, but he can't argue on Taisus. Can't argue on all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim seem to believe that Zayin Amim is Lav Dafka, and all Goyim. So this Torah Tamima Shita is not really relied upon Allah HaMaisis. So we assume all Goyim are included in this prohibition, no matter if you're from the Zayin Amim or not the Zayin Amim. Okay. Very, very few. Very, very few. For him to say it like this, it's almost a pella. Tzitzeliezer has very strong words about this Torah Tamima. Like, you know, how did he pull this off? Just to negate all the Rishonim, he finds it very hard to believe. Now, so we now know which Goyim. So all Goyim. Now, we will see in a few minutes a very, very important machlokes Rishonim. When we say all Goyim, do we mean all Goyim that are Eved Avod Zara? Or just all Goyim? What type of guy do we care about? So you tell me Zayin Amim doesn't matter. Okay, fine. So let's say you have a guy who's not Zayin Amim, but he's not Oyved Avodah Zarah. Now this is very, very negated to the Arabs. The Arabs are not Oyved Avodah Zarah. They believe in one God. So the Arabs that are not Oyved Avodah Zarah, would they also be included in this prohibition? Which is very negated to, first of all, cab drivers. Many of the cab drivers in this country, okay, maybe not Uber drivers, but cab drivers, many of them are of some form of Arabic descent. They are not Oyved Avodah Zarah, which would therefore potentially make it a little bit easier to give them presents, which we'll see in a few minutes. But before we get to that, there's a very important Taisus in Avodah Zarah that gives us a whole list of heterim to when this prohibition doesn't exist. So the Taisus starts off like this. Number 3 says Taisus, Tema Rebu Tema. Frektais, I have a bomb cash, Rabbi Yehuda Lomali Loisichonim. If you prove to me from the Torah that the Torah says give to the ger and sell to the guy, that you can't give presents to a guy, so who needs Loisichonim anymore? Who needs Loisichonim? It's a Mefurish Apasa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you read the Torah the way it's given to us, that you have to give it to the ger and sell it to the guy, so who needs the Torah to write these words Loisichonim? So Taisvis, Tapigle Mehochav Yeshloima, the Loisichonim Itzvich Litim Bolav. Fahai Dehoch and Nami Itzvich Laase. Says Taisvis, no, now you're over two things. When you give a present to a guy, you're over an Ase, and you're also over a Lav. Two Asurim. Not just one, but you're over two Asurim. Every single time you give a present to a guy, you're Mevatl an Ase, and you're over a Lav. That's Taisvis' Territ. Well, again, the assumption would be is that why would it only be a nevela? Why by nevela then there's an issur? Right, so Rabbi Yehuda, so I would have thought Rabbi Yehuda used this to figure out what Loisichonim meant. That's what I would have said, right? Rabbi Yehuda didn't know what does Loisichonim mean. What does those words mean? So when Rabbi Yehuda got to the Torah and the Torah tells you about nevela and the Torah says, give it to the ger, sell it to the guy, Rabbi Yehuda says, now I understand what Loisichonim means. Now Loisichonim means don't give presents. This was a gilui, bozeh the gilui alzeh. Rabbi Yehuda used this as a way of figuring out what the Torah meant by Loisichonim. Or maybe even expanding it beyond. That's also over there, right. So here the Torah is, meaning the assumption is that the Torah is giving us direct instructions of what to do. So if you read the Torah literally, so the Torah is saying, this is given and this is sold. Why is it that way? Because this is not an option of give. That's the way Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda, understand. So now here Tosfos gets into the nitty-gritty over here. The Hikshe Rivam, three lines into the Tosfos. The Hacha Asa Matnas Chinam. You tell me over here you can't give presents to a guy, according to Yehuda. The problem is there's a Mishnah Psachim. Mishnah Psachim says what they used to do with the whole Yerech, instead of having to deal with the whole Gid Anasha, is they chop off the whole Yerech and send it to the guy as a present. Give it to the guy as a present. Fractatious, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda. How can Rabbi Yehuda suggest giving the Yerech as a present to the guy? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds. You're not allowed to give presents to the guy. Fractatious, how are you allowed to do that? So Tosfos answers with a Tosefta, a very, very important Tosefta, because it's brought down halacha l'maisa. Says the Tosefta, "V'tiritz Rebbe, the b'Tosefta Tanya gabi milsa the Yehuda the Hacha ba'ivi kechavim hamakiroi." We're talking about a guy that you recognize. Mutter, then it's completely mutter to give presents to goyim that you recognize. B'neishu kemoi chroi loy. It's like you're selling it to him. So the Tosefta is telling us that when you have a guy that you have a relationship with, you recognize him. This is, again, knocks out almost all the shailas of giving presents to a guy. What type of guy would you give a present to? Someone you have a relationship with. He lives on your block. He works for you. Your cleaning lady. All guy that you are maki roi, that you have a relationship with, you recognize, then there's no prohibition. Why? Because it's like selling to him. Why is it like selling to him? Because there's a give and take over here. Why are you giving him the present? It's not chinam. It's not for no reason. It's because you, 2 weeks later, you want to borrow his snowblower. So if you figure, if I give him a present now, I'll get the snowblower, so it's like a makira. So 9 out of 10 cases of when we're giving presents to goyim, we know them. Unless you have a case of where you're tipping a cabbie who you don't really know, or a waiter that you don't really know, nor will you ever necessarily come back to this restaurant. Right? If you come back to the restaurant every week, so it's already a makiroi. You already have a relationship with him. But if it's not a makiroi, if it's a makiroi, so according to the Tosefta, it's not a problem. So this solves 9 out of 10 almost shailas of presence to goyim. They're all makiroi. Noachayz Golbam has a shailas and tshuvah sefer called Minchas Chen. It's quoted a lot in tonight's shir. So he was talking about an interesting shaila about a guy who lived on a from Yid's block, and the guy had to have some form of a surgery. And the guy came back home, and the question was, can the Yid make them like a welcome home basket? Come over to the guy and visit him in his house and cook him food. Would that be a problem of loisi chanim? So he writes, it's not a problem because it's a makira. He's your next door neighbor. You know who he is. So this mamish knocks out almost all of the shailas of loisi chanim. Is this tosefta of makira? Yeah.
Even the case, let's say, you're going to see again in your life. In terms of a tip, it's almost as if that's like, in other words, the guy can't force you to give a tip, but it's pretty much
okay, so that's
expected.
So that's what we're going to see. So that's where tips are going to be different than other types of present giving, because you'll say it's almost part of it, and if you don't give it, it's chil Hashem, all these other svaras which we have to get to. We'll have to see if they're reliable svaras. But right now, we don't even have to worry about it, because again, anyone on your block, someone you work with, they're all makira, nothing's a problem. Then Tosfos goes on to have a kasha. Tosfos says, either there's a Gemara in Ervin that tells us a story about one of the Tanoim or Amoraim were on the road, and they found the guy and they gave him a present on the road. I thought you're not allowed to give presents to the guy. So Tosfos' answer is another interesting answer. Tosfos says, Shahasa mislava imay bederech. You were traveling with him on the road. When you're traveling on the road with people, it's a different relationship. Different relationships. You want to stay in good relationships with people you're traveling on the road. Back then, the roads were dangerous, the roads were scary. So if you had a goyish person that was traveling with you, you wanted to stay in good place with him, you wanted to build a relationship with him. So in Mela, it's not a problem. That's what Tosfos writes. Then Tosfos quotes another halacha, which the halacha is that we support goyish people with Jewish people because of something called Darkei Shalom. There's another heter brought down in the Mishnah in Gittin, it's called Darkei Shalom. We do a lot of things for goyim because of Darkei Shalom. We want to make peace. Maybe even burying goyim and supporting goyish organizations. A lot of things we do for goyim because of Darkei Shalom. So Tosfos says, that's also not a problem. That's not manas chidim. If you're doing it because you want to build, you don't want the goyim to turn on you and be all mad and upset at those Jews. So we do things. So again, many times in an office, if everyone in the office is participating in something and you don't give, and they'll say, the cheap Jew is not partaking. Now we know about Jews. So that's Darkei Shalom. Avad v'shi, you're allowed to do it. However, when you have scenarios where it's anonymous, that's what I had to share with my wife in the public school, no one knew who gave and who didn't give. So then there's no Darkei Shalom there. No one knows. They don't know who participated and who didn't participate. If everyone knows who it was, then it's no Shaila. There's Darkei Shalom. There's Eva. It's going to be big problems. Again, think of it like this. The Isser is Matnas Chinam when there's no reason for it. But if, again, you're doing this so you have a healthy work environment, or you're doing it to improve relationships, not just to get closer to the guy, but to have a civil relationship in the office, then that's not a problem. That's what Tosfos is teaching us over here. Now, there's a very interesting sheet of the... Now, Taisus had a kasha. How? What do you do with the Yerech? So what was Taisus' teretz? You send the Yerech to a guy that you know. Why couldn't Taisus give a different answer? You send the Yerech to a guy who's not Eved Avodah Zarah. Find a firmer guy. Find a nice, good Muslim who's not Eved Avodah Zarah and give him the Yerech. Why didn't Taisus answer that? So the assumption would be that Taisus doesn't believe that. That's true. Taisus believes all Goyim are included in this prohibition, no matter what type of ideologies he has. However, the Rashba had a different opinion. If you look at number 4, in the Tshuva of Rashba, the Rashba answers that to Taisus' kasha. Taisus and all the Rishayim have this kasha, what do you do with the Yerech? How does Mishnah say, Psachim, you're allowed to send the Yerech to a guy, you're not allowed to? Answers the Rashba, a couple of answers, and one of his answers are, he says, Elo ligmo lama oy bigoy she'enei oy v'ravoy dezara. Says the Rashba, no problem. Find a guy who's not over the Avodah Zarah. If you can find a guy who doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, you have no problem of Lo Sichanim. So the Rashba answers Taisus' kasha easily. As long as the guy is not over the Avodah Zarah, there's no problem. Now, Taisus, the assumption should be that Taisus doesn't believe in this. So if a machloikish Rishonim, would there be a heter to give a present to a guy who's not an over the Avodah Zarah? Which means Lefizeh, as crazy as it sounds, it would probably be better to give a present to an ISIS member than to give to a good Christian who saved Jews in the Holocaust, right? As morally, as that would be halach. Strictly speaking, it would be better to give him a present because he's not an Eved Avodah Zarah than to give a nice Christian who helped Jews, but he's an Eved Avodah Zarah.
Isn't it a machlokus as well? If
Christian? Yes, that's what we're going to get to. That's a big machlokus, whether or not they're even considered Eved Avodah Zarah. We'll have to get to that. But just simply speaking, an Arab would be better to give a present to an Arab who hates us very much today, than it would be to a nice, good Christian. That's what would seem like according to these Rishonim. The question is, how do we paskin Allah HaMaisa? Very negay. How do we paskin? So if you look at number 5, the Torah writes something that created a big tumult amongst the paskin. The Torah writes like this. Asur lite matnas chinam lo oived avoid azar. The Torah writes, the prohibition is to give presents to goyim that worship avoid azar. Avomota lit in the ger toishev, but you're allowed to give to a ger toishev. Shari mitzvah lach yosef, because you have a mitzvah to support the ger toishev. So if you're supposed to support the ger toishev, then of course you're going to be allowed to give him presents. Now, what does he mean when he says oived avodah zarah? So the obvious diuk to be made is, and if he's not an oived avodah zarah, then it's okay, like the Rashba shita. Which means the Torah seemingly is passing like the Rashba, that if you can find a guy, today it's not hard to find, you find a good Arab, a nice Arab who's not Eved Avodah Zarah, there's no prohibition. However, the Nosei Kalim on the Torah disagree with this diuk. For example, the Beis Yosef writes, don't make that diuk. That's not what the Torah meant. The Torah did not mean la'afuke Yishmaelim. The Torah meant Yishmaelim are also aser. He only meant la'afuke a ger toshev. Because what makes a ger toshev special? He's not Eved Avodah Zarah. So the contrast in the Torah was not which type of guy you are, but it was really between a ger toshev and a guy. But really, the Torah also holds even a regular, a non-Eved Avodah Zarah would also be a problem. That's what they say in the Torah. The Bach writes, the Torah wrote it this way because he was scared. If you're going to write in the Halacha Sefer, don't give presents to non-Jews. It's going to be a big problem. The game is going to be down our throats. So he worded it the way, blame it on those that are idol worshippers. But not that he really meant it, says the Bach. Not that he really meant it that way. He was just trying to deal with the problem. But if he writes it like that, he'll get flack for it. He wrote it this way. But halacha lemaisa, the Torah never meant to write that non-Eved Avodah Zarah it's mutter. Even though, again, if you were to open up a Torah and read it the way we have it, it would definitely give you that implication. If you look in Shulchan Aruch number 6, the Mechaber writes, "Also lite matnas chinam lo Eved Kechavim." That's pretty clear. Eved Kechavim. Again. Oiv Kechavim is always a tricky word. Does Oiv Kechavim mean someone who worships idols or means a guy? We have this idea that Oiv Kechavim is a synonym for guy. That's just the way we talk in our lingo, but does it mean not? She'enoi makira, that you don't recognize. Where did he get this idea of makira? He got it from the Tisefta. Writes to Shachan number 7. Kasav HaBeis Yosef, B'chay Shemish, B'tzim, and Shin Reish Memtes, D'chol Oiv Kechavim B'mashma. The Beis Yosef says all Goyim are included. Afilu Yishmael, even in Arab. So the Shita of the Shach is very clear that Arabs are also included. There's no heter to give things to Arabs. Now, there are those who disagree. There are those who say, no, that we talk a paskin, that there's no iser to give to Arabs, and that's how they're saimich on heta mechira in Eretz Yisrael. Who do you sell your land to in Eretz Yisrael? Sell it to an Arab. If you want to sell land and bypass Shemitah, what happened to the lav of Lo Sichanim? There's no problem. No Lo Sichanim, I'll give it to an Arab, I don't have a problem. That's the way they want to get around it.
How was the Shachar to get away from the Tosefta?
Which Tosefta?
Tosefta that says that you could give it to them.
To a who? To who?
To a guy.
No, no, no. Where?
Because if you're Makira.
No, no, in Akram, he's saying if you're not Makira.
This is an Arab.
Right, right. If you have an Arab who's not Makira. Right, right. Again, Makira is always Mutter. Makira is for sure Mutter. If he's not a Makira, so then, depending how you learn the Torah, it might make a difference of what his religious beliefs are.
Do we understand what the Shach means when he refers to, he says Arabs? If they're the same Arabs like today, they're Muslims. Don't all the Pesukim agree that they're not.
Right, they're not. Muslims are not. So he's saying the chol avik chavim b'mashma afilu yishma. He's saying, don't think the Torah when he wrote those words oivdei avodah zarah, he meant those who worship idols and not Arabs. It's not true. He meant really all non-Jews. That's the opinion of. Now, there's ground. It's interesting. If you look in Rambams, there's a couple of interesting Rambams and Mishnayim dawned on what were the Arabs like in Egypt. It seems to be that the Arabs in the times of the Rishayim who lived in Egypt, some were Eved Avodah Zarah and some were not. Okay, and today it's not so negative because today the Arabs are, at least the ones we have, are technically not Eved Avodah Zarah, which means, ironically enough, again, it might be better to go into a mosque than it is to go into a church. Now, we do have to keep in mind the very famous sheet of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Kufnan Aleph, the Ramah writes that a ben noyach is no isser what we call shittuf. What does shittuf mean? A partnership. I mean, it's okay for a guy to believe in a partnership of God and someone else. A Ben Yisrael, us, we're not allowed to believe in Shittuf. We're not allowed to believe that there's God with a partner. We have to believe there's only one God and He runs the world. A Ben Noyach, he's allowed to believe in Shittuf. So, if you hold like that Ramah, so maybe even the Christians are not Avdei Avodah Zarah. Because what's the worst case scenario? You believe in Shittuf, you believe in God plus Yashka, but that's okay. As long as it's a Shittuf, it's not a problem. So it could be even some of the Christians are not Avdei Avodah Zarah. So then maybe we don't have such a problem now. Now, the problem is the Nadi Yehuda argues in that Ramah, and he thinks that's not pshat in the Ramah, and the Ramah me, and really we hold, a Ben Noach also has an Isser Shittuf. However, many, many Pais can hold halacha ma'isi, you can be samech on that. It's negay if you have to figure out where you're going to, if you have to run somewhere. And I know my wife, in the public school, they have these safety zones, where if there's, let's say, a fire in the school, you need somewhere to run. And one of the zones that she had to run to was a church. She asks, can you go into the church? Can you go into the church? So obviously, if it's a shasakana, maybe one thing. When you're doing these practice runs, so then it depends if you're going into where they worship, or if they have like a Havdal Kiddush room, where they have their things. That's a whole discussion. So maybe a church might be worse than a mosque, but depends on that Ramah if you hold that a Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shittuf. So it's not so pashat, even if Christians are considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's a big machloikas hapaiskim. Now, it's not negay according to the Shach. Because according to the Shach, all Goyim are out. So it doesn't really make a difference. You want to debate the Goyim status, it doesn't matter. Because according to the Shach, all Goyim are out. Now if you look at number 9, when the Rosh quotes it, Yisefta, look the way he quotes it. He says, when is there a prohibition? If it's a guy you don't recognize, it's a transient guy. If you love him, he's your neighbor, mutter. That's mutter. It's a strong lashon to say you love your geisha, whatever. But Dr. Rosh, that's all mutter. Says in the bottom of Al, that's what everyone's saying today. Because all the goyim that we give presents to are fit into one of these categories. Maybe he's not my oyavoy, but he's my shcheinoy. I have a relationship with him. He's a makiroy. So Dr. Rosh, that solves almost all the problems today of giving presents to goyim. No issues before the holiday. Forgetting the holiday issue. Why are you allowed to give an extra present before the holiday? Why is that mutter? Why is there not a matnas chinam? Teretz says he's a makiroy. He's a makiroy. It's not a problem. Because that's where the Tesefta got it from. The Tesefta said, why is there a heter called makiroy? Because I learned it out from the fact that why are you allowed to sell things to goyim? Because selling is a two-way street. So anytime there's a two-way street, it's okay. So a makiroy is presumed to be a two-way street because we have something going. So today he give, tomorrow I give. It's a back and forth. If you look at number 11, Minchas Chayim, Reb Noach Isaac Obam in his Sefer, says a nice tikkul Torah. He says, why should there be a machlokes rishonim, what type of guy? Why should, let's say, for example, some rishonim hold, like the Rashba? The Rashba says, if he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, then it's okay. What's the difference? He's still a guy. So he wants to tie into the following chakira. Why is it also to give presents to a guy? What's the prohibition? So he kind of has two ways of looking at it. It's either mitzad the noisin, or is it mitzad the mekabel? What does it mean? That the Torah says, I don't want you giving presents to a guy, because when you give a present to a guy, you're going to feel close to him. And I don't want that. I don't want you building a relationship with the guy. That's one side. The other side is, I don't want guy gaining. I don't want them to gain. Again, this needs a little bit more explanation, but that's what he writes. I don't want going gaining. So he says like this. If it's like the first sad, that I don't want good Jewish people building relationships with goyim, that doesn't matter what type of guy you are. Because you're a guy who's not even a deserve, so what? I still don't want you associating with the Jew. But if it's the second sad, that we don't want goyim gaining, so he says, Rabbi Elba, maybe a guy who's not such a bad guy. He's not an even a deserve. So maybe such a guy that Terry doesn't care so much if he gains. Okay, I think there's a lot of room to argue on that. Hanoch, but that's the way he sets it up. But this is a very important chakir throughout the whole sugya of what's the yisoida isra of loisichanim. Is it mitzad the noisein? Is it me giving to the guy creates a relationship with the guy? Or is it mitzad the guy gaining from me? Let's put guy aside for a second. What about a mummer? Non-religious Jew. Am I allowed to give present to a non-religious Jew? Okay, goyim, we know you're not allowed to give. Non-religious. He's Jewish. He's a Ben Yisrael. Am I allowed to give him a present? So if you look over here in number 12, the Ma'bit has a Chiddush Gadol. The Ma'bit writes, Momo la'avayda zara, bilvad, yesh lo din ki goy v'asa lo ma'amas chinam. The Ma'bit holds a Momo la'avayda zara, a guy who's mamish, real, a yid is really off, he's a Momo la'avayda zara, you're not allowed to give him a present. He's included in the Isra of Loisi Chonim. So writes the Ma'bit. Now Rav Moshe Feinstein had two tshuvas where he discusses Yishayel. One tshuva, number 13, Igus Moshe Arachayim Chelik Beis, Rav Moshe says, no, that's not true. Rav Moshe says, Jews, mummers, are not included in the prohibition of Loisi Chonim. They are not a problem. Rav Moshe was talking about a very interesting shayla. Rav Moshe was talking about a Jew who married a guy, but he's a very powerful Jew in the neighborhood. He's a hot, big doctor, and they want to invite him to shul. He comes to shul, but he married a shiksa. But he comes to shul, the shayla is, can you give him kibudim? Give him psicha, give him hagba. Now you'll say, Yashanim, he married a guy. So they wrote to Moshe, we can't. We need him. He's a powerful fellow. His case was he was a very powerful doctor, very successful doctor. And we didn't want to build a bad relationship with this, such a powerful member of society. So what can we do with him? Can we give him a hagbah? Can we give him psich? So Moshe, the whole discussion, what you can do with him. So Moshe says, maybe this is this of Loisi Chanim. You can't give him, don't make him feel good. Don't tell him, oh, you did such a beautiful job taking out the Sefer Torah, all these things. So Moshe says, there's no prohibition of Loisi Chanim to a mum. That's what Moshe writes in the tshuva. The problem is there's another tshuva for Rav Moshe in Eben Ezra. Rav Moshe talks about, let's say you have two mumrim that are getting married. Can you give them a wedding present? Two non-religious Jews. Two nice, good Jewish kids who maybe went off the derech, whatever it is. Now again, if you're raised without Torah knowledge, so you always have the Chazon Ish's heter, he's the Tinnik Shanishba. The kid grew up in the middle of nowhere, his parents weren't religious, what do you want from him? But let's say the most extreme case, kids, mamash went off the derech, they went to yeshiva education, raised in from homes, and they threw it all off. Sadly, there are examples of this. And they're mamash, mumur, lahachit, mumur, you name it. They're upset at the world. But they get married. So are you allowed to give them a wedding present? So you'd say, what's the shayla? Rav Moshe told us there's no mumur mar not included. If you look in number 14, Rav Moshe doesn't write that. Rav Moshe writes, "Ubedov alit matonis l'adam shein eshem etayra and chasin ekal." He says, "Well, it depends. Im heimrak oivde avod zara l'teyavoin. If they're only oivde avod zara l'teyavoin, just a big taiva ein la'aser. Ulchein im ukarif shalahem. If you're a relative, shemiderich hamakim shita la'matona, then you need to give it al darkei shalom." I don't say what do you mean darkei shalom? It shouldn't be aser at all. I thought Rav Moshe holds mumur are not included. So it's not clear to me how to read these two Rav Moshes. But in any case, that was Rav Moshe's opinion.
Well, here he's talking about mumur for Avodah Zarah.
So could be.
The Ma'abit was also talking about
mumur Avodah Zarah.
Most of the
Mumur. That's right. So that's the way they.
It's over here, Peyri. That's Avodah Zarah.
Who? Rav Moshe. Right. So that's the way out. That's the way they want to suggest that Rav Moshe and this Ma'bit can work, is that they're talking about two different types of mummer. The Ma'bit's mummer is not so negate today. We don't have too many that are mummer lavay dezara. Can't define the vay dezara, it's pretty hard today. You have to really go and become a Buddhist or something. You have to really go. Okay. Now, there's a very famous heter. To me it doesn't clear up the contradiction. Now there's a very famous head that everyone throws around, that you're allowed to give a present to the guy if it's for your benefit. What does that mean? You have a cleaning lady. You have workers. You want to make sure that they're going to give you their fullest. The garbage man. You want to make sure the garbage man actually brings your garbage cans to the front and he actually picks up your garbage. So you give him a tip right before a holiday. Why isn't it Loisi Chonim? Terry says, I'm doing it for my benefit. Whenever it's for my benefit, it's not a problem. Where does that head to come from? So the head to comes from Aran and Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin is having a whole discussion about Rebbe Loza that was Meshacher his Eved to have a minion. Famous Gemara, we spoke about this in other shurim. So the Gemara says, are you over the asay of Lo'il Lamehem Tavoidu? So the Ran says, what's the prohibition of Lo'il Lamehem Tavoidu? Why are you not allowed to free him? Says the Ran, because of Lo'isi Chanim. You're not allowed to give him a present. If you free him, you're giving him the gift of freedom. You're not allowed to do that. Says the Ran, but over here, his freedom was my benefit. You think I care if this guy got free? I could care less. What I wanted was a minion. So when I gave him the freedom, the gift of freedom, it was for my benefit. So the Magen Avraham says, you see from here, that any time you're gifting something to a guy for your benefit, not a problem. So this is another one of the major heterim. Now, this would be very negay if you tip the guy in the beginning of the process. For example, let's say you have a bellhop. So you tip him when he starts to take your bags. This way your bags actually end up in your room. That's when you start the process. When you tip him afterwards, so then you can't tell me this svar, right? What do you, you want him to do a good job, you're done with him. So if you know you're going to get him again, so then I hear, same svar, it's for your benefit. If you tip your workers, if you're tipping anyone like that, it's for your benefit. You want to make sure they come, that you, you know, tip your cleaning lady, give presents to your cleaning lady. Why? It's not because you really feel bad for her that she's getting paid $9 an hour. It's because you want to make sure she's okay with the $9 an hour, it doesn't hack you to 11 and go to someone else. So you keep her happy by giving her presents. That's all included in the Ron's heter of L'Toyva Satsma.
What about the idea of showing chesed to the umos?
So sometimes there might be a tikkun olam, but again, not always necessarily. I don't think if you didn't give your leftover food to your cleaning lady, she'd be like, hey, what's going on with the Jews? Why should I give it to you? So again, if there'd be this mass collection in the neighborhood for everyone, yeah, you might have to, with, let's say, your garbage man. The garbage man says, well, a second, all the non-Jews give me before the holiday, and the cheap Jews don't give it to me. So then I think you're right. Or if you work in a business where, you know, you're the head of the business and the guy may say, ah, oh, I know the Jew. All my Gentile friends get from their non-Jewish workers and I work for a Jew, I don't get it. Yeah, that would be to take it on the Dake Shel. But again, a lot of the cases, you don't always have that. Maybe with even a tipping a cab, you might have that. You know, a cab driver's going to say to himself, ah, cheap Jews, ah, I don't like, you know, things like that.
He won't stop for the Jews.
So the Debre Tzina Rav writes that in the Tshuva. I don't know if we're going to get to it tonight. The Debre Tzina Rav writes in the Tshuva that the reason why you're allowed to tip a cab driver is because if you don't, he won't stop again for another Jew. He'll say to himself, why should I waste my time picking up a Jew and not get a tip? I'll never pick up Jews again. Now, yesh lodin today with Uber, how that's going to work. Right? Today with Uber, it's not such a problem. But that's what the Debre Tzina Rav. But he writes halacha ma'aseh, this is in a tshuva. He writes, he was talking about a case of a chassidisha. Now again, you have to know, does the cab driver always know how you look? He was talking about a case of a chassidisha guy. Yes, so the chassidim, they give it away. So if this one chassidisha guy doesn't tip, so that's it. He's never going to pick up a chassidisha guy again. I don't know if I believe that that's true. Let's be honest, I don't know if I believe that that's true. And today, again, if you don't look necessarily so Jewish, you're wearing a cap, no one knows who you are, maybe it's not a hat. But the Debre Tzina Rav writes it as a tshuva. A couple of places in halacha where we definitely come onto these atayim is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a big discussion if you allow a tovel kelim for the first time on Shabbos. Big discussion. So the Mechaber says, so what do you do if you buy a new dish and you come Friday night and you want to use it and you realize, right, we forgot the tovel, so what do you do? So the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says, no problem. Give it to the guy as a present. And it belongs to him. And you're allowed to use a kli of a guy without tovel. That's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Frekti ksav sefer. What? Give a present to a guy? Leis tachanim. There's a lav of loisi chanim. Teretz is vaitis for my benefit. Why am I giving it to the guy? Not because I want the guy to own it. I'm giving it to the guy because I want to be able to eat from the chalom pot. So you see again from the mechaber that wouldn't be a problem. Says Rav Nachman Chayzik Obam again, geshmak es svara. Why should it be mutter to give a guy a present for my benefit? Because again, if the whole issue to give a guy a present is because I feel a closeness to him by giving a present, I didn't give him a present. I gave myself a present. I used him as a ploy to get a present. So that I don't feel any closest to him. But if it's the other side, that the Isser is a guy gaining, at the end of the day, the guy has a clean now. Whether or not I had the right intentions or not, at the end of the day, the guy has a present. Where is there another example in Halacha where we have a heter to give a guy present? Before Pesach. The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, you have two options to get rid of your chametz. You either sell it to a guy, or give it to a guy. Frank the Chayk Yankov, give it to a guy? Lo yisichanim. Answers the Chayk Yankov and the Kafachayim, no. It's not a problem, because to the Jew it's useless. It's asur ba'ana. I got to give it away. What am I going to do with it? So for a Jew to give his chametz away to a guy, that's a suri ba'ana, it's not a problem. So what do you see again? You see there's no prohibition for a Jew to give a present to a guy if to him it's worthless. Again, go back to the chakira. If the pshat is that when I give a guy a present, I build a relationship with him, what relationship am I building when I'm giving him useless things? When I give my cleaning lady the almost moldy peppers that I give away, I'm not building a relationship with her. But if the pshat is that the guy is gaining, so the guy is still gaining. He wants to tie in again, the same shayla, about whether or not it's permitted. He writes in his sefer a very interesting shayla. Let's say you're on a plane, and by mistake you ordered the non-kosher meal. So now they bring you the non-kosher meal. So you're not going to eat it, but your neighbor sitting next to you is a guy. Can you give him your non-kosher meal? So he says, according to this kavachaim, it's not a problem. Because to you, it's useless. What are you going to do with it? So giving something that to you is useless to a guy is not a problem. Lefiza, if you're going to give to a guy food that anyways you'd throw out, clothing that anyways you'd throw out, and instead of throwing it in the garbage, you give it to the guy, wouldn't it be a problem? And he writes in the tshuva, we talk a pasuk like this. We pasuk like this, kafachayim, that any time you're giving a present to a guy that otherwise would go in the garbage because to you it is meaningless, it is not included in the prohibition of loisichanim. That's what he writes. He also writes, another reason why he thinks tipping a guy is okay, he holds that, so again, this was all in a discussion of, is there ever a prohibition of presents? Forget tipping for a second. Straight up presents. We have a bunch of etayim for presents. One heter is when it's your own benefit, when you're giving that you stand to gain, or he's a makiroi, or there's some going to be some eva, there's some fights, or that to you it's meaningless, to you it's worthless, then there's no problem. Now just, again, because we're short on time like we always are, what about a tip? Where would a tip fall in? So again, a tip at the end of a trip is hard to believe that's for your benefit. However, Rabbi Obam says, no, I'll tell you why it's for your benefit. Because you're going to look foolish. If you don't tip, you look like, what are you doing? You're embarrassed. So when you tip the guy, it's not because you want the guy to gain, it's because you don't want to look foolish. So when you're tipping for your own benefit, so you don't look foolish, that's also for your benefit. And if it's for your benefit, it's not a problem. That's one heter. His other heter is that today it's kamat part of the payment. That's the way we view it. It's part of the payment. So since today it's part of the payment, it wouldn't be a problem at all. So he's also of the opinion that Betzina Rav holds tipping is not a problem because you'll lose Jewish customers. Rabbi Obam holds it's mutter for all those other reasons. And then I found from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv also held that tipping is not a problem. Why? Says Rabbi Yashiv, because anything that's the minhag ha'olam is not loisichanim. Loisichanim is going out of your way. If you're doing what everyone is doing, and this is the norm, this is the accepted, so that might also be the hetter for, let's say, before the holiday. If before the holiday, all business workers give tips to, or bonuses to their workers, it wouldn't be a problem of lo yisichanim. So, halacha lemaisa, tipping is kamat not a problem. Presents, 9 out of 10 times, is not going to be a problem. Someone did tell me an interesting shayla. With the midi meters today that they have now, at least in the city, so you get this little card. So shayla was, there was a Jew who had a midi meter for the right time, and his guy in front of him was a guy, and he just got written up for a ticket that he didn't have a meter. He wanted to, can he give it to the guy? The guy can send in to show that he was parked there. Would that not be straight up loisi chanim? Why would that not be loisi chanim? Where do you stand against? You'll tell me Kiddush Hashem. So someone said Kiddush Hashem, you're showing the guy that you're crooked. Where's the Kiddush Hashem? That might not be mutter.
But I often have that situation. I have more time left on that. I'm pulling out.
Oh.
So I say to the guy.
Right, so Shaila is, would that be mutter? That's l'chaira. There's nothing that you gain unless you say, what do you mean? Because if I give it to him, next time he'll give it to a Jew also. Maybe. It's hard to know. I think it's hard to know. There's a Gevaldik of Rav Chaim. So again, the question is, right, so sometimes there's a Kiddush Hashem Svar. Right. Right, so if this talk is going to be a Kiddush Hashem element, maybe. So Rav Chaim Kanevsky is a Gevaldik of Rav. We'll just wrap up with this. Rav Chaim Kanevsky asks in Pashas Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu got all these presents from Pari. Why? Because he thought Sarah was his sister. First, Rav Chaim Kanevsky, it's a toss. Avraham Avinu should have given back all the presents when Pari figured out that they're actually married. Says Rav Chaim Kanevsky, no, Tos Akum is mutter. You're allowed to have Tos Akum. Right? So he says, what do you mean? It was Tos Akum. So he said, fine, but Tos Akum, there's still an inyan to give it back. He said, it'll be Loisi Chanim if you give it back. So that gets a little tricky. If you're going to start returning things to Goyim, you might run into issues of Loisi Chanim. Famous story that happened, we gave a share in it when it happened, about that fellow in Connecticut who returned the lost money that Goy left in the dresser. So everyone said, oh, beautiful, beautiful. Why isn't that Loisi Chanim? Teretz is Kiddush Hashem. But the question was, at the time of when he did he know would it be a Kiddush Hashem? You don't always know if it's going to be a Kiddush Hashem. So it's a little tricky. Halach l'maisa, most of the times, 9 out of 10 times, the presents are going to be okay. Tips. However, if you look at the last Ma'ar Mokim, the Briskerov was makbid not to tip Goyim. The Briskerov, they bring down a story that the Briskerov was in Switzerland. He would not tip a guy. He held it was a problem of loisi chanim. So if you want to pick up a brisk chumra, not to tip the guy. But everyone else besides the brisk rav held tipping is not a problem, and seemingly that is the accepted minhag ha'olam.